This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Flies away and goes to Florida. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. What a day in our nation's history. Some elated, some pretty moody. There were pardons. There were parades that were virtual. And there was a wild celebration of only fireworks. But the fireworks were pretty fantastic, I have to say, in Washington, D.C. And you can be bipartisan on fireworks. It may be the best fireworks show I think that I've ever seen that I wasn't actually attending. But the 46th president wasn't really about the virtual parades and all the fanfare that you could possibly try to muster up because we live in social distancing times. But it was about unity, unity, unity. That was the overwhelming message on the day in the 22-minute inauguration speech that Joseph R. Biden Jr. gave. He is the first president from the state of Delaware, and he is the second Catholic now to hold the office. And, oh, by the way, at the top, there was a parting gift for the current president from 45. It was the tradition. It did continue. He did receive a handwritten letter from President Trump, which I think was a very classy move. It was. And when Joe Biden was asked about it, the president said that he wouldn't reveal the details, but it was very generous. So in the speech, Joe Biden tried to include everyone, and we're going to let you hear snippets of that as we move through this hour. Here's one part, I think, that he really tried to stick the landing on and talk about the story of all of us.
But the American story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us. On we, the people, who seek a more perfect union. This is a great nation. We are good people. And over the centuries, through storm and strife, in peace and in war, we've come so far. But we still have far to go. We'll press forward with speed and urgency, for we have much to do in this winter of peril and significant possibilities. Much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain.
While that was happening, there was conversation behind the scenes about what happens next with 45. So that wasn't shelved for many on the Hill, meaning the Republicans. You had Senator Rand Paul saying that the Republicans will destroy the party by convicting Trump because now this is the next move on the Washington chessboard, which means the Senate will make their decision. Senator Lindsey Graham said the GOP will crack up if they turn on Trump. Senator Mitch McConnell pressed on to fight Trump impeachment. So how is this all going to wash out of D.C.? That is the big question mark. And that trial has yet to be set. Those articles not delivered to the Senate. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, like many of the other Democrats, and by the way, lots of Republicans were there for the inauguration, but there was definitely chatter about what's going to happen with the Senate and the possibility of a trial. One of the other things that President Joe Biden talked about in his inauguration speech was the things that divide the nation, and that some of that lands on fake news. Here's what he said.
And so today, at this time, in this place, Let's start afresh, all of us. Let's begin to listen to one another again. Hear one another. See one another. Show respect to one another. Politics doesn't have to be a raging fire, destroying everything in its path. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. And we must reject the culture in which facts themselves are manipulated and even manufactured.
All right, so facts being manipulated and manufactured. That was his reference to the idea of fake news, which, by the way, is a term that gets lobbied both by Democrats and by Republicans alike. By the way, the Dems did officially take control of the 50-50 Senate with Kamala Harris presiding for the first time. She did the swearing in of the new senators, and so that balance shifted over. One of the things that happened that really stood out, I think, on the day was how the transfer of was handled, where you had, instead of where you would normally have the president, from president, outgoing president to incoming president, you'd have that scene where they leave the Capitol, the White House, etc., and wave goodbye, basically. And this time around, it was Kamala Harris and her husband, who, by the way, is being called the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff. So after the inauguration, they walked down the Capitol steps with Vice President Pence as his last act, and his wife Karen. They stood midway on the steps and then walked all the way down and ushered them off, because that was it for, of course, the now former VP, Mike Pence. And so that was something that was a stark contrast to what we had seen before in the past at any of these inaugurations. To be sure, there are little nuggets that I'll be passing along on some of the things that were different, some interesting moments, and what did President Trump have to say, because he had a send-off and he gave an address as well that was just under 20 minutes, and he used the word love a lot, love for the people, love for the supporters, and he did refer to the administration and wished the administration luck and talked about the setup for the administration. So now we spin into a new realm. Some furious, some questioning, standing in the middle to wait to see what happens, and others just completely elated. One thing that is also of note is that we've had three past presidents up until Donald Trump who served two terms, so got the full 8 years. So now, obviously, for Donald Trump, it was 4 years. My thoughts were that he would try to run again in 2024 from all the things I had heard from some insiders, but that wouldn't be possible if he is convicted, impeached, so to speak, by the Senate. Then there wouldn't be another run, so that would change that. I think the president hinted that he will have a voice. I think it will be somewhere in the television, radio, broadcast industry somehow, but we don't know exactly what that's going to look like yet. More on the inauguration coming up as we continue to walk down that path from 45 to 46.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542.
5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
January. Riots, impeachment, inauguration. So it was about inauguration and farewells in the early morning and then celebrations of a different sort, as I mentioned, later in the evening. You had kind of a who's who of Hollywood. Katy Perry finishing it off with the fireworks. But during the day, Lady Gaga and J-Lo, there was Bon Jovi, there was Justin Timberlake, Graw, and a host of so many others that Bruce Springsteen that took part, Tom Hanks, that took part in this, what they call Celebrate America. And the focus really was on that. It wasn't so much Biden focused or the presidency necessarily, although there were moments with the president and there was a moment with the VP, Kamala Harris, the first woman to smash the glass ceiling and get to the highest level of government, of the VP sort anyway, so just a breath away from the presidency, as she also took an oath earlier in the day, as she also watched Joe Biden with so many others give his inauguration speech and take some of the issues head on, wrapped around some words. So here's something that he talked about, something that many of us are thinking about these days for sure, talking about survival and unity and where we stand right now in these pretty dark times, in this tough time here in the winter of 2021.
A cry for survival comes from planet itself, a cry that can't be any more desperate or any more clear. And now, a rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism, that we must confront and we will defeat. To overcome these challenges, to restore the soul and secure the future of America, requires so much more than words. It requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity. Unity.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Unity is a word that sounds really good, but is it a word that we will embrace in this country? It is the divided states of America, and there is no question about that. As you watched what's happened, I think, and was building up to this for the last decade, maybe two decades, and now at the extreme level of where we're at. The idea, and I've said this many times on this show, that you can be at polar opposites of how you feel politically speaking and in so many other ways, but yet still get along with your neighbors, with your coworkers, and with others, but just be furious at their stance and be really, really sure of your own, but that's okay. You're still willing to listen to what somebody has to say. I mean, that word bipartisan gets thrown around a lot in politics, and unity gets thrown around a lot. But we are so far away from unity at this point. And you look at where we are with the pandemic. The vaccine shortage puts a lot of people on the road, frankly, in search of shots. I've been all over the internet looking at what people are saying. Where can I get them? Call and see if there's any leftover doses, because some of the pharmacies are doing it. People are giving other people suggestions on how they possibly could jump the line or find a vaccine or get there quicker, because now we certainly have more than 400,000 plus U.S. coronavirus deaths. So people who want to deny are blind, because this is real numbers. These are numbers not just from the CDC, from Johns Hopkins, from people who have no political interest, let's say no political interest in this, and are horrified at what they're seeing. The frontline workers who stare death in the face every single day in Los Angeles, in Yuma, Arizona, in New York City, in Ottumwa, Iowa. And it is about getting rid of this pandemic, because we can go back to the blame game and we can talk about who acted too slow, how could you have stopped the pandemic, what did China do? We know. Those are things that are going to be sorted out, I think, in the future. But for now, to me, it's about the solution. Let's get on this solution so that we can once again, if you're going to really try to be united, be at a place where you can actually shake someone's hand and feel confident in doing that, not have to wear a mask, be able to go back to a ball game if you want to, go to your favorite watering hole, and oh yeah, stand at the bar close to somebody when you're getting your posse, their beverages, but we can't do that now, and maybe in some cases we can, but then sometimes it becomes a super spreader event, and it's just damn dangerous. So at this point, to me, eliminating the virus, A, number one on the list. How do we get rid of this virus? How do we move beyond that? And I think there is absolutely a spirit of more cooperation in that direction of, while we have this transfer, while we're seeing from 45 to 46, this pandemic, this economic crisis, and of course the division. I mean, the national division is there, and part of that has to do with the pandemic. It was already that way, but the pandemic made that rift even bigger between brother and brother, neighbor and neighbor, and so many others. It's the road to recovery with this pandemic, to me, that is so important and where everything drips from. And so people that are talking about not getting the shot, don't worry about it, because it's not like there's vaccines that are flowing through the land and you can get one anyway. There are people that are desperate to get the vaccine and cannot get it. The lists are jammed. Trust me, I have tracked it state by state. I've talked to people who are on lists, teachers who are excited because they're weeks away possibly from getting the vaccine. And that's what it's about. It's like the hot pass in the 90s to Disneyland. You got kids, you need a fast pass. Everybody wants a fast pass so they can get to the business of moving on. I've seen it in my life where some great people I know have watched their worlds crumble because their businesses fell apart. And they weren't expecting that. And even if they prepared for a rainy day and had a slush fund, that was eaten up months into the beginning of the pandemic, and there was no way to recover. So now there's also this stimulus conversation to help those that are really, really struggling in this battle. And what happens with the stimulus? How fast will the stimulus be approved and kick in? And you know, when will it hit bank accounts? Could be February, but I think it's more likely it might be April. So do the math. We're in January. January to April is a wide gap. Let's hope there is something there in between, because it's that tough out there. You want to see what it's like when you see people living in cars, when you see food banks that are overwhelmed, when you see crazy numbers of people who are underemployed and who are unemployed. So while the inauguration speech is going on and while the decision is being made on what to do with impeachment in the Senate, there is, this pandemic that needs to be kicked to the curb so that we can kick start this nation. So we can get people back to work, so people can feel good about themselves and aren't so damn depressed. The suicide rates are through the roof. Coming up on the show, we're going to let you know or hear what the president had to say, a little bit of it, in his farewell as he flew off to Florida on Air Force One. And talked a little bit about the administration at the tail end of what he had to say, and we'll let you hear that, what his plans are for the future. He just kind of hinted at them but didn't say exactly. So he flew off before that inauguration. And then, of course, at the tail end of this hour, yes, we do have to do Nail the Score. We want to give away prizes. So you have two chances. We have the NFC and the AFC championship games. Keep the number handy, 855-266-2283. Trump's final words next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. President Biden addressed the nation Wednesday night as part of a Celebrating America program. Speaking from the Lincoln Memorial, Biden said he wanted his inauguration to be about the American people and said that America's story depends on all Americans.
This is a great nation. We're a good people. And to overcome the challenges in front of us requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity. It requires us to come together in common love that defines us as Americans. Opportunity, liberty, dignity, and respect. And to unite against common foes, hate, violence, disease, and hopelessness. America's story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us, on we the people.
This is USA Radio News. As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi considers when to send the article of impeachment against President Trump over to the Senate, senators are debating how to handle trying a president no longer in office. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he does not agree with Senator Mitch McConnell's recent remarks on the Senate floor, blaming President Trump for the Capitol riots. He tells Fox News that McConnell is giving legitimacy to the impeachment process with his words.
That would be a crime to provoke somebody to incite them to violence. Show me the clip where he did that. What I would say about Senator McConnell, that I think he has been a good leader. He's a great street fighter. I think he'll be a challenge for Schumer. But he is, in my view, giving some legitimacy to this impeachment process that I think is wrong. They impeached the president of the House in 24 hours without a lawyer and without one witness. Now, is that what we're going to become as a country? I hope not.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more.
45 left Washington to this song as he turned, walked up the ramp to the steps, really, to Air Force One, turned around with Melania, the now former First Lady, and waved to the crowd. In his address, he went through the highlights of what he says the administration did and what he was proud of, and he talked about the people and talked about loving the people. And this was the very tail end of what he had to say.
I will always fight for you. I will be watching. I will be listening. And I will tell you that the future of this country has never been better. I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular. And again, we put it in a position like it's never been before, despite the worst plague to hit since, I guess you'd say, 1917, over 100 years ago. And despite that, the things that we've done have been just incredible, and I couldn't have done it without you. So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form. And again, I want to just, in leaving, I want to thank our Vice President, Mike Pence, and Karen. I want to thank Congress, because we really worked well with Congress, at least certain elements of Congress. But we really did. We've gotten so much done that nobody thought would be possible. But I do want to thank Congress. And I want to thank all of the great people of Washington, D.C., all of the people that we worked with to put this miracle together. So have a good life. We will see you soon.
All right, we will see you soon. We don't know what that means, but that was it. And again, that was the walk up the steps and the goodbye of 45 President Donald Trump, who, before he addressed the crowd, issued a flurry of 11th hour pardons and commuting of sentences on Wednesday that included one-time political strategist, former top fundraiser and two well-known rappers. But he didn't pardon himself or his family. There were rumors about that. So there were 73 pardons and 70 sentences that were commuted in the final hours of his presidency. The one that stands out, and we've talked about this, but I'll mention it, Steve Bannon, who pled not guilty to charges he defrauded donors in a We Build the Wall online fundraising campaign. And I guess he was really deliberating over this one for whether to pardon or not. But this is a man who helped him win the presidency in 2016 and followed him to the White House. So he issued that pardon. The rapper Lil Wayne got a pardon after pleading guilty to a gun possession charge in Miami. Another rapper, Kodak Black, received his sentence commuted after he pled guilty to a weapons charge, so he got that. There were some others, too, including Paul Erickson, the conservative political operative and ex-boyfriend of the alleged Russian spy, who we mentioned once or twice on this show, Maria Butina, who pled guilty to wire fraud and money laundering charges. And then there were some others, I think, that stand out, including this one, Bob Van Grillo. And to you, this won't mean anything, but he was a Miami developer and venture capitalist who was charged in, remember, the Varsity Blues college admission scandal. He got a pardon. None of the other parents caught up in the in that investigation were pardoned, but he was. But again, the key thing is, one of the key things is, there was a lot of rumors about family members, but he wasn't on the list, and the president wasn't on the list, the now former president, and none of his family members were on the list. He had until noon on Wednesday to issue any final pardons before leaving office. So there was a little bit of a scramble in the morning before he left, I guess. He was debating on a couple, but he did it. That's it. And now the "we will be back" comment, that's your hashtag. Of course, he's not on Twitter because he was bumped out of Twitter, but that would be the hashtag. What happens next and how he pops up, like I mentioned before, I think is going to be somewhere in some form, possibly broadcasting-wise. But so much still rests on this newly inaugurated president, who keeps getting asked about the president and is staying away from the dust-up over impeachment in any form, because he says that's up, the mechanics of that is up to the Senate. So the House impeached the president, the former President Trump, a week ago. They have not passed it on, because you have to walk those articles over to the Senate for a trial yet. At this point, I also already mentioned that there were some key Republicans who are concerned about what it would do to the Republican Party when there's all this call for unity is what they're saying. But again, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't done the walk-in yet, just the talk-in. Because seriously, it is this formality of walking the article of impeachment to the Senate. And that's what happens. According to Senate rules, the Republican former president's trial would start the day after the charge is sent over. So that's one of those mechanical things that has to happen if they're going to do that, which I'm certain she'll do that. But it's a question of when. And you know what happens? There's those phone calls and conversations over who's going to vote on what and what's going to happen so they can take the temperature of where the senators are on the Hill, mostly the Republican senators, I think, is what's key. So a few little nuggets for you before we bounce into our next segment, which, of course, is our, well, one of our last Nail the Scores. It's the two games, the AFC and the NFC Championship game. We have to have some levity here. We have to clear the prize closet. Why not? So there's a Republican legislator in Florida who is sponsoring an amendment to name a highway after Trump. I mean, this is common. I live near the Bush in the DFW area. There's a this legislator, State Rep Anthony Sabatini, tweeted that out on Monday night earlier this week, that he was sponsoring that to name Highway 27 as the President Donald J. Trump Highway, and saying he wanted to honor one of the greatest presidents in American history. It is a I've been on this many times. It is a 500-mile highway that goes through Central Florida until you hit Miami. So it's super big. There was somebody else in Oklahoma that tried to name a part of Route 66 in the state after Donald Trump, but was opposed by fellow Republicans. There was another attempt, see this whole thing about highways, there was another attempt to do that in South Carolina with a Republican-controlled legislature in 2020. No word on that, but it hasn't happened at this point. All right, some historic notes. FDR was the first president to be sworn in on January 20th. Did you know this? It had been March 20th until then. But the 20th Amendment, if you look at your amendments, changed all of that. Harry Truman's second inauguration, which pollsters thought were going to be, remember, Dewey's first, was the first to be televised, and now they're all televised. And in this one, of course, there weren't very many people. There were 25,000 National Guardsmen. There was social distancing and masking up of everybody. Carter was the first president to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, and John Adams was the first departing president to skip the inauguration of his successor, Tom Jefferson. So a lot of people were saying that that had not happened before, and that's not completely accurate, because that had happened before in the past. All right, day one of the administration, there were some things that also happened. There was a work day, as Biden said, the new president, and it included a proposal for an overhaul for the U.S. immigration laws. He's sending Congress his marker, basically, is what they call it, with the changes that would impact immigration law across the board and have a big impact on business immigration if it is passed by Congress. So a pathway to citizenship for immigrants who have status in the United States, including DACA recipients, relief to employment and family, immigration visa backlogs is all included in that. Stay with us. There's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
This is it. The season is coming down to two games. And then the Super Bowl will be set. And will you believe it? We actually had an NFL season with no fans or a few fans here and there, but not what we would normally call an NFL season. So the two games are these. The Buccaneers and the Packers. Brr, it's going to be very cold at Lambeau Field. I've been there. I used to travel with the Cowboys. And I don't think I have ever been so cold except for once in Toledo, Ohio. So Buccaneers and the Packers NFC Championship game. Green Bay is favored by just 3 points. Yeah. Over under in this one, just for grins, I'll tell you, may help your decision. I don't know. 51 points. So who do you think's going to win that game and what is the score going to be? Because I'm going to give you two chances. It's like the lottery. It's like playing Powerball and Mega. So the other game, the AFC game, is the Bills and the Chiefs. KC is favored by 3 points, the over-under 54 total points. This one's being played in Arrowhead. It's supposed to be a little rainy. It's going to be chilly there, but not as chilly as it will be at Lambeau Field. So you have to guess that one, too. The big story, of course, there is what happens with Pat Mahomes. He was in concussion protocol. He had a concussion. He was practicing today. And the word is that he will play. Now, I said the word, wink, wink, is he'll play. I feel like he will, but they're going to be very, very cautious, of course, about that. All right, so if you want to play along, you certainly can. You just have to jump on these digits, 855-266-5283, or send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Pete is one of my faves because he comes out of the bunker just to have fun with us on our silly little game. Pete in Texas, hello.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Getting any better, it'd be twins.
Ba-dum-bump. That's a good one. I'm stealing it.
Green Bay, 30. Tampa Bay, 27.
Okay.
Kansas City, 28. Buffalo, 24.
Ooh, so two really good games. I agree with you. They're both going to be played on Sunday. The first one kicks, by the way, 3:05 Eastern. Then after that is that second game. Pete, good luck. Thanks, as always, for calling us. Appreciate it. All right, we move to Sharon, who is listening to us in the great state of Maine. Wow. Hey, Sharon.
Hey there, how are you? Long time no talk to.
Yay, you got through. You're with us. It's miraculous. It's a new day. So you have two chances, just like the lottery, like I said. So the first game, the early game, Bucks and the Packers, what do you think happens in that NFC Championship?
Bucks win 34-27. And Chiefs
okay.
over the bill. Chiefs over the bill. 35-27.
Ooh, 35-27. Sharon, I'm glad that you got through. Thank you, and good luck.
Yeah, me too. Talk to you soon. I love you. I miss you.
All right. Back at you, sister. Stay warm. So, I said the big story for the Chiefs was Pat Mahomes. And my sources say they think he will absolutely play, but that's being close to the vest. He did practice, but they're careful with the whole concussion thing. If it's up to Pat Mahomes, he would definitely play. But Andy Reid and the rest of the team, they're going to take precautions. You could see that he had his bell rung in that last game. When he got up, he was woozy, woozy, woozy. I mean, you didn't have to guess if he had his bell rung and had a concussion or not. He definitely portrayed that on his face. All right, it is inauguration day, and we went from 45 to 46. And for fun, we do this game called Nail the Score, so we thought it would be fun to continue that, a presidential version of it. Buccaneers or Packers, Bills, and Chiefs, what do you think the score is going to be in those two games? Who wins? You can shoot me that email. A lot of you do. There's usually at least four or five that do. So kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I promise I'll check it, and you will be locked and loaded, so to speak. Or you'd have to hurry up, but jump on the digits, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Nathan, I promise you will get a prize if you win. I've decided that even though you are part of the show, you've done such a great job always, that you will get some sort of prize. I can't guarantee what the value of that prize will be. It's not like you're on Wheel of Fortune, you're going to win a BMW, but you'll win something for your efforts. So Buccaneers and Packers.
Okay, here's for the BMW. Bucks and
Packers.
Bucks and Packs. Well, definitely the Pack. That's going to be a great game.
Yep.
How about 35-32? Pack.
Ooh. All right, 35-32 Pack.
Yes.
The next one is the Bills and the Chiefs, the AFC Championship game.
Okay, we'll keep that a little bit lower, but the Chiefs are going to win it. I just know it. It's going to be 24 to 18.
24 to 18. All right. So you picked the favorites, just like everybody else, except for Sharon, because she picked the Bucks. So my family's gonna love Sharon in Maine. They're all in Tampa, but they're not ridiculous. They know what you know. They know what Tom Brady's done, but they also know what Aaron Rodgers has done. I mean, look, he's like the league MVP. There's no question about it. And it's on their turf. I would be so surprised, honestly, if they lost. But the lines in these two games are low for a reason. If it was going to be a blowout, the wise guys aren't fools. It would move a little bit differently. So I'm going to take a chance and say that the Bucks win it, and I think the Bucks win it. Like Sharon, I'm going in her direction. I think the Bucks win it by a score of 35-30. I do. I'm going to say Bucks. Ooh, I'm being a contrarian. All right, Bills and the Chiefs. In this one, I have a lot of friends that live in crazy Buffalo. Oh, remember I just said Toledo was so cold and Lambeau's cold. My next place would be Buffalo. Oh, I think my teeth almost chattered out of my mouth the last time I was in Buffalo. So, although Niagara Falls is there and it is mind-blowing to see Niagara Falls. All right, enough with the travel deal. Chiefs, if Pat Mahomes is quarterbacking, I think the Chiefs win it, but I think the Chiefs win it. I'm not going against Andy Reid. There's too many weapons. I think the Chiefs win, and I think the final score in that is going to be 20. I just don't want to go in the 20s. I'm going to say 32-27. I'm going to give you an oddball score. I think Chiefs 32-27. Right? I feel like I'm picking a number in the squares. When we used to go to Super Bowl parties, but now socially distancing. Hey, do you have the squares? Can you send them over here? Put some gloves on. So there you go. I'm picking the Bucks, and then you have the Chiefs on the other side of that. It's been an interesting year, needless to say, for sports in general, and certainly for the NFL, but they pulled it off. I mean, I really didn't think that was going to happen. I thought that COVID would ravage the teams and the schedules too much with all that contact, even if they had all the protocols they could possibly have. But absolutely, they were able to do it. So good on them, because it is a release for a lot of people. While some have turned their back on sports, others get the great relief, release, etc., by letting their mind go and just watching the competition. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.